conversations with those six, and probably about another 6 or 12 have been continuing for the last few weeks. So it's been really busy, and trying to piece obviously the team together. And I think judging by the 6 signings that we have obviously announced in the last 24 hours, it is starting to take shape a little bit, and we're starting to look strong. So again, then probably the next fortnight we will continue to be busy, and hopefully more names will start leaking out.
Has it made a difference knowing that you're going to be in the Northern Premier next season with players being able to travel to games?
Yeah, it's actually helped me out quite a lot. There's a number of lads that we're talking to around the Derby, Nottingham area. So when we were in the Southern, these players all sort of wasn't too interested, and it was a little bit too far for them. So the switch has actually suited me personally a lot better in terms of actual contact. So I'm looking forward to it. Like I said, it's a fresh start for the football club, and going into a new league. Obviously, you're going into the unknown a little bit, but we played 2 teams last year and we did really well against those sides from that league. So we do have a lot of confidence going into it.
And what kind of confidence are you taking with regards to the new owners and the fact that you are solely in charge now?
We've had really good positive talks, a number of meetings. They're having weekly board meetings, which, to be honest with you, I think is brilliant. They've all got a lot of ideas, and there's a lot of exciting stuff coming out of the club at the minute. So everything's positive. On a personal note, obviously, I'm honoured to be given the role and trusted, if you like, to obviously take the club forward. So I can only thank them, obviously, for the opportunity, and the only way I can repay them is on the pitch.
Familiar names so far who've signed on, players that the fans will know well. Where else do you think you need to strengthen in terms of bringing in new faces, players that haven't been involved with Corby before?
We obviously need another centre-half, and we're looking at goal-scoring centre-forwards. To get promoted out of any league, you need someone that's going to score you 25 goals plus. So we're talking to some really exciting players. There's one in particular I'm really, really, really want to announce, and I think I'm edging closer, so I'm hoping in probably the next week or so that comes out in the press, and it can start getting the fans excited, obviously, going into the new season.
And just talking about goal-scoring strikers, are you going to continue playing, Tommy, or are you hanging up your boots now?
I'm not too sure about goal-scoring. I've not done that for a while. I will be taking a bit of a back seat. Obviously, the pleasing part is the fact that I can name myself among the substitutes, and if I feel like I can go on and change a game, then obviously I can have that opportunity to do that. So I'm more than happy to do that, and the lads that we will be bringing in, I'll be more than pleased with, to be honest with you, and confident putting any side out onto the pitch. So it's looking good, and the team that I've got down on paper, if I can get that team come August the 16th, going to that first game, I'll be over the moon.